Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be bullied? I sure do, and it's not fun. People get bullied for everything these days, so much that it drives them to suicide. Fortunately, I stood up to the bullies, and I am now an advocate for anti-bullying. Please take a minute and visit www.stopbullying.gov to find out how you can put an end to bullying for good.
Plus people
listening, ladies and gentlemen, live on Blog Talk Radio. That's right, BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. Come on in, be a part, ladies and gentlemen. Come on in and be a part. I tell you, we're going to be talking about your story and the importance of your story. The most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, on the face of this earth is your story, your own unique story. And you shouldn't be afraid to tell it. You shouldn't be, not afraid to do anything. You know, you shouldn't be afraid, fear of anything. You know, and fear brings in, that's right, fear brings in despair. Fear brings in misery. And the more misery that we are in, the more we don't move forward. And if people want to continue living in their misery, I am not stopping them from doing that. They can do whatever the hell they want. It's their life. If they want to live in the land of comfortability, go ahead and live in the land of comfortability. Okay? I'm here to help people out of the land of comfortability. That's right. I am here to help people out of the land of comfortability. That's right. Because I help myself out of the land of comfortability. And that's why I can speak realistically about this stuff. That's why I can speak realistically about this stuff. Because I lived it. I was where you are today, in the land of misery. And I chose to take myself out of the land of misery. I chose to get up out of bed and do something about life. That's what I did. Now, other people are different. I understand that. Guess what? I'm still going to tell you realistically what's going on. And I'm sorry if I offend you, but this is reality. If you want, you know, like little butterflies flying around and a beautiful day and a sunny, sunshiny day every day, go somewhere else. You're not going to get that here. You're going to get realistic. This is realistic stuff. You have your disease for life. Yeah, give it up already. Just give it up. You have it for life. Okay? Get that through the brain and live life. Live life. And we will, that's right, we will help you get to your proper journey. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, when we open up our minds and we stop being ignorant and stubborn and we let people in, we can actually, that's right, learn something, gain knowledge? Do you realize that we would not be offended if we actually opened up our minds? That's right. Because if we opened up our minds to others, there's no reason to be offended because guess what? We can have a decent conversation then. If all you say is, oh, I'm offended, oh, I'm not talking to you anymore, bye, is that truly helping the situation? Is that truly helping the situation? There are, that's right, different opinions out there. I know it. I live it every day. Guess what? That's human nature. Human nature, ladies and gentlemen, says we all think differently, okay? I'm here to come to a, that's right, a resolution with all of you, to allow all of you to move forward instead of staying in that easy chair. That's right. Everybody loves to stay in that easy chair. That's right. And nobody wants to learn reality. And when you go to the doctor and you find out something else is wrong, what happens? You cry, right? You cry or you're so distraught. Guess what? Forgive it. Forgive it because it knows not what it does. It knows not what it does, and it knows not where it goes. You have no control over your chronic pain. That's right. So the more diseases you got, guess what? Forgive them. Forgive the disease. Because the more you hold on to the grudge that you have a disease, the more it eats at you. The more it eats at you. And guess what? That's where the anger comes from. That's where the sensitivity comes from. Is when people don't open up their minds and learn from other people. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where sometimes that misery comes from. That's where, ladies and gentlemen, that aggressiveness comes from. You offended me. How did I offend you? Let's talk about it, okay? This is reality talk. If you can't deal with it, why are you here? Seriously, this is reality talk, okay? If you don't want to believe that you have your disease for the rest of your life, even if you go into remission, you still have your disease, okay? That's not my problem. And then I ask you the question, why are you here? Why are you here? That's right. Okay? I'm here to help people that want to be helped. And sometimes it's very hard to break through the brick wall. It's very hard. Sometimes I show emotion because it's so hard to break through the brick wall. That's right. We all have a brick wall. A lot of us have a brick wall that we can't penetrate. That's right. A lot of us have a brick wall that we don't want to let anybody else in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the society that we live in today. Yes, the wonderful self-centered society that we live in today. That's right, where it's all about me and the hell with everybody else. That's right. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of this society yet? I am. Okay, because when it comes down to it, I open up my mind to people. I listen to people. I hear every ounce of their story. And then I give them advice on what I hear. And sometimes it's blunt advice. And sometimes it's realistic advice. And if you can't handle it, again, why are you here? You got to question yourself, why are you here? Seriously. Because when it comes down to it, I am here to help people. I am here to help people find their journey again. I am here to bring people to the promised land again and not have them worried about their pain for the rest of their life. That's right. Because I chose not to worry about my pain for the rest of my life. And guess what? I got a positive experience from that. That's right. That's my positive experience. My positive experience was getting past my chronic pain every single day of my life to create a nonprofit, to do radio shows, to write 3 books and have them published, and to create a radio station. That's right, to create a radio station, which you're going to see soon, WIRN, Internet Radio, World Internet Radio Network. Okay, it's coming. So when I see people floundering in their misery, I want to help them out. But if you don't open up your mind, I can't help you. There are some people in here that know that. I told them that. And guess what? They're slowly opening up their mind. And I'm very proud of those people. And they know who they are. I don't know if they're in here, but they know who they are. And I'm very proud of those people. And I'm very proud of myself for penetrating the brick wall of those people. That's right. Okay, because there are plenty of people in this world with walls up, not allowing anybody to come on in. That's right, not allowing anybody to come on in. And it's your own little world. So again, I ask you, why the hell are you here? That's right, bottom line. If you want to do it all yourself, go and do it yourself. I don't have to help. Go do it yourself. You want to be in your own little world, go do it yourself. I'm not holding you back. Go do it, okay? I can't hold you back. I have no power to do that. I have no power to hold you back from what you want to do. No power. So you go do what you want to do. If you want to be in your own little world and you want to worry about yourself and the hell with everyone else and what everybody else thinks, go right ahead and do that. But I still love you, and I'll still pray for you. That's right, and we'll pray for the misguided to find their right way home. That's right, that's what we'll do. That's what we will do. That's right. But I want to help everybody. I want to help everyone, including that person that was offended in the last video. I want to help her. I want to help as many people as I can. And only the people that open up their minds for help are the ones that I can help. Right? Because if you don't open up your mind, There's no way I could come in unless I penetrate the wall, which sometimes I can do and sometimes I can't. Okay? But that's why we're here. We're here to help. We're here to help. That's all we're here to do. And sometimes we got to be realistic. We're not here with butterflies flying over our head, with the sun shining every day, with the mountains glistening. No. We're here to tell you reality. That's right, reality. Reality. Again, people are going to be offended by reality because they don't want to hear reality. People don't want to hear that they have their disease for their whole life, even if they're in remission. They don't want to hear that because they want to, oh, yeah, I'm healed. I found something to heal me. I'm sorry. But if you found something to heal you and your symptoms come back, that means you weren't healed. That's right. That means you weren't healed. And a lot of the times, that's what happens, is that you say, oh, I found something to heal me. Oh, my God, I am healed. Right. And then your symptoms come back, and then you get depressed, right? And you fall into this deep depression because you got your hopes up that you were healed, right? Why put yourself in that place? Why put yourself in that place? Listen, when I go for Calamar Scrambler Therapy, okay, when I go to Calamar Scrambler Therapy, I know my chronic pain is going to come back. I know it, okay, because it's not a cure. It's not a cure, okay? It's not a cure. And there's so many people out there that are hoping for that cure. And guess what? I'm hoping for that cure too. I want to see that cure one day too. But guess what? We got to wait. It's coming. We got to wait, okay? The researchers are looking for it, okay? If we have the right researchers looking into finding a cure, we have the right doctors looking into finding a cure, guess what? We will find the cure. But guess what also, ladies and gentlemen, the pharmaceutical companies, that's right, the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to have a cure. That's right. They don't want you to have a cure because it's no money for them. That's right. It's no money for the pharmaceutical companies. That's right. That's where they are the manipulators. That's right. They want to send out all these drugs to the doctors, and then a lot of these drugs leak out to the street, and that's how little kids die, right? And that's why we're in the predicament that we're in now, okay? We're in the predicament that we're in now because of pharmaceutical companies, the CDC, the FDA, the Surgeon General, and medical boards in each state. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're going to work on. That's what we're going to work on to get your opiates back, but regulated, regulated. That's right, regulated opiates. That's right, because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to know that the opiates, yes, are not only important for the what? The chronic pain community. They are also important for the people that go into the hospitals. Did you forget? People that get into car accidents, people that go for surgeries. Don't you need morphine after a surgery? I would think so. I would be hurting after a surgery, wouldn't you? You know, and a car accident where you're going to have 12 broken ribs and not have any pain medication? You know, so we're fighting a two-front war here, okay? We got to stop the little kids from dying on the street, okay, because Staten Island is number one. Where I live is number one, okay? 10 kids die a day on Staten Island because of opiates. Okay, right here on Staten Island, right here on Staten Island, okay? And we also have to fight for the chronic pain patient. We have to fight for the patient that goes into the hospital and needs an opiate, you know? So when it comes down to it, it's inhumane to rip away an opiate from a chronic pain patient. It's not okay. It's not okay to do that. It is not okay to rip away an opiate that's working for somebody else. Just like if MMJ is working for somebody and they go to a different state and they can't get MMJ in that state. Okay, that's how we're battling for MMJ in every state. Okay, so bottom line is this. We are here to help. We are not here to hinder. We are here to help everyone. We are not here to offend anyone. We are here to help everyone. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you think. We are here to help you. That's right. And if you are offended or not, we're still here to help you. That's right. And that's the importance of your story as well. Because the more we keep our story in, the more nobody hears our story, the more you hinder your advocates, the more you hinder your community, and the more you hinder yourself. That's right. The more you hinder yourself. And there's people that don't want to hear that either. Oh, I'm so scared to tell my story. Why are you so scared? Why are you scared to tell your story? Because we live in a world that's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's sequestering our voice. That's right. Because other powers that be are more powerful than our voice. That's right. So we feel that our voices are being lessened, so we don't speak. So we don't talk. And when we don't talk, we don't help our cause. We actually hinder our cause. Okay? And we hinder the advocates to try to help us with our cause. And we hinder the community that we're in and that we reside in, this community we call the chronic pain and autoimmune disease community. You hinder your own community from getting things that they truly need. If you need an opiate and you don't have an opiate in your hand, tell us a story why opiates are important to you. Get on live. Get on my radio show. My radio show is open to you. Come on in and tell your story. Tell your story of chronic pain. The more you tell your story, the more you feel better within you. Do you realize it helps you have some sort of a closure? Do you realize telling your story helps you have more of a closure than you can ever imagine? It will help you move forward from your pain. It will help you move forward towards your journey. It will help you move forward towards your talents. That's right. And, ladies and gentlemen, look who's in the house. The troops from Afghanistan are live, ladies and gentlemen. Lieutenant Emmy is in the house. Hello, Lieutenant Emmy. That's right. 40 to 50 troops in Afghanistan listen to this show. That's right. 40 or 50 troops in Afghanistan listen to this show. That's right. Live in the mess hall, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this show. I love it. They listen to my show for 3 years. We love these people. They come in every Saturday that we're on. It's great to have them. They find this show off of bottomlinefighter.com. It's awesome, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have them. And we say thank you for your service. That's what we do. Thank you for your service. I tell you, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, if we got the troops listening to the show. So we got to be doing something right, right? We got to be doing something right that the troops listen to this show, right? That we're motivating the troops over in Afghanistan too. We got to be doing something right here. And, you know, speaking realistically is not a bad thing. It's just that people don't want to hear the realistic value of their chronic pain, of their autoimmune disease. They think it's going to go away. And the sad part is, it's not. And everybody else tells them, well, you know, keep trying the treatment and it's going to go away. Realistically, let's look into this realistically. You could go into remission, which is a great thing, but let's keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that our chronic pain will be with us. And it's a sad thing to say, but it's realistic. It's realistic. And I always speak realistically. I'm not here to speak any other way. I can't speak any other way. I can't lie to you and say it's going to go away. A lot of these leaders in the existing community lie to you and say it's going to go away. Yeah, a lot of these so-called advocates in the existing community, oh, yeah, it's going to go away. And they lie to you. So So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to help. I'm here to talk to you realistically as an individual who went through chronic pain, who's continuing to go through chronic pain every single day of my life and not focusing on it. If I focused on my chronic pain, you think I would be able to tell my story? Do you think I would be able to get on live? Do you think I would be able to write 3 books and get them published? Seriously. Seriously, guys. The more you have the pain cloud your brain, the more you're going to live in the land of comfortability. The more you're going to live in that easy chair. And I can see so many of you sitting in that easy chair, and I'm trying to pull you out, but you don't want to get up. But you don't want to get up. And I can only do so much. Because if you want to fight me to stay in the easy chair, I'm not going to pull you up. I'm here to extend a hand to you. If you want me to help pull you up out of that easy chair, give me your hand and take a chance. Take a risk. Risks are great things. There's nothing wrong with a risk. That's right. A lot of people are afraid to take risks. Living on entitlements, okay, is taking away your future, okay? But it is important for a lot of people to have their entitlements, and that's fine because a lot of people are either wheelchair bound, they're bed bound, whatever it is. But do you realize entitlements hold you back from what you truly want to do in life? And you're afraid to do anything because you're afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that your entitlements are going to be taken away. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that you could do anything you want to do? There are plenty of people in this world that become entrepreneurs and create their own things. And that's what I love about my life, you know, during chronic pain, after chronic pain. Because I can create whatever I want, and one day maybe I'll hit it big with maybe a book or something like that, and guess what? I'll live my dream then, okay? But I'm taking risk. You take risk as an entrepreneur. You take risk when you take a treatment, right? When you take a treatment, you're taking a risk. You don't know if you're going to drop dead from that treatment, you know? You don't know what's going to happen. Right? When you take a medicine for the first time, you don't know if you're going to have a side effect from that medication, do you? Or if you try a machine like Calamar and it doesn't work for you, you know, you're taking a risk, right? You're taking a risk every time you do something. Every time you make a choice, a lot of the times in life, you're taking a risk. So to sit in the easy chair and say, I don't want to take a risk, okay, is basically saying, I'm here to die. I'm sitting in this chair, and I'm just waiting here, and I'm just existing. That's all I'm doing. I'm just existing in this easy chair. That's what I'm doing. I'm existing here in this easy chair. That's right. And it hurts. It hurts to see people go through that, but I have to let them go sometimes. I have to let them go. If they're being offended by what I'm saying, you know, if they're not accepting reality, you know, if they're just existing to live every day and say I'm existing instead of living, what good is that? What good is that? Okay? I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to offend anyone. I'm just speaking the way I speak. This is it. This is me. I speak the way I speak. Okay? When it comes down to it, guys, and that's what makes JGF and some of the other organizations that I'm a part of the best thing since sliced bread. Because when I say unification, the only way we could unify people in this society is not to talk about 3 things, politics, religion, and money, status, and where we are in life, and levels. Okay, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that everybody has accomplishments in life. And when we create accomplishments for ourselves, like if you get out of the wheelchair, that's an accomplishment. Tap yourself on the back, and give yourself kudos. If you get off of that cane, that's a win. We need to continue to create wins in our life to make sure that we move forward and have more wins. We need to create wins to create motivation and inspiration for ourselves to move forward in life. But when we just stay in our misery, you know, there's so many people that stay in their misery and they bitch, moan, and complain every single day on the internet, on Facebook. And where does that get you? That's a lot of fluff. It's a lot of words. But where's the action? What are you trying to do to help yourself? Okay, it's a lot of words. Actions mean more than words. That's right. Did you ever hear that quote? Well, there's no common sense in this world, so we would not know that. So many people think words are more important than actions. When it comes down to it, actions speak louder than words do. So if you're committing action, you're doing more and you're going above and beyond just saying the words. You realize so many people could flap and not do anything about it. And they just keep flapping. They'll just keep flapping and not do anything about it. Because they have the right to flap. But they don't have a right to do what they flap about. That's right. And that should be an addendum, right? It should be an addendum. You can say what you want, but you should also be able to do what you say. That's right. That should be an addendum. There's so many people that love to hear themselves talk, but they do nothing about it. That's right. And guess what? All the advocates that I have on my team, they don't flap. I mean, we flap a little bit, but we commit a lot of action. We help people. We're out there every day helping people. I saved over 1,000 lives, like I said, okay? And there's people in here, there are people popping in and out of here that can tell you that I saved their lives. That's right. Or that this team saved their lives. That's right. Because we took it upon ourselves maybe to call the police department in their area to make sure that person was okay. So do we really have time to hear flapping when there's no action being accomplished? And that's the same thing with your story. You can flap all you want that you're going to tell your story. I'm going to tell my story tomorrow. And then the next day, I got to wait till tomorrow. You know what? I'm not ready to tell my story. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. And here's the reality of it. You may not wake up for tomorrow. The reality of it is you may not wake up for tomorrow. So what are you wasting time for? How about telling your story today? Because you may not wake up tomorrow. Reality 101. Death is a part of life, and life is a part of death. That's right. We don't want to think about that, but guess what? If you wait so long to tell that story, and then you say, you know what? I'm definitely doing this tomorrow. I'm definitely getting this done tomorrow. Boy, that's a lot of fluff. You think a person that keeps saying that will have other people believe that person? Seriously. Think about it. If somebody said that every single day, I'm going to do this tomorrow, and they don't do it, you're going to believe that person? So it's a lot of fluff. A lot of fluff. So how about getting on here, getting on my radio show, typing up your story, okay, or getting on video, showing your emotions, and getting it out there. Getting the story out there. Guess what? It would be a big relief for you. Trust me. It would be a big relief for you. And guess what? You will resonate with more people than you think you will resonate with. Let me say that one more time. You will resonate with a lot more people than you think. That's right. Because you think nobody wants to hear your story. Oh, nobody gives a shit about my story. Nobody gives a crap about me. That's bull. That's what society tells you. How about stepping out of the box and not listening to what this idiot society tells you and doing something out of the box? That's right. But this society sucks, right, guys? Come on, guys. This society is terrible, okay? Because when it comes down to it, guys, okay, everybody has a right to tell their unique story. Everybody has a right to tell their unique story. That's why God created us with mouths. That's why God created us with a voice box. Oh, this is deep shit, people. Deep shit today. Oh, my God. That's right. Let's think about it. He could have created us with no mouth and no voice box. He could have done that. He could have really screwed us and not created us with a mouth or a voice box, right? But he knew when he created us that we were going to be the most powerful in the animal kingdom with the bigger brain. And because we had a bigger brain, we would be able to tell our stories and remember our stories and recollect our stories and to tell our stories. Because he also wanted us to get along with others. That's right. Get along with others. That's right. Trust others. That's a problem in this society, isn't it? A lot of people don't trust people in this society. That's a sad thing, isn't it? Very sad. You know, when people are trying to do something good, right, and then you, in your brain, think it's something bad, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, it is what it is. I can't tell you how to think, and you can't tell me what to speak. So there you go. Bottom line. And like I said, I want to help everyone, and sometimes bluntness is needed to bust through the brick wall. That's right. Ask a few people in here that I spoke to. That's right. They know what I'm talking about. Ask Amy Johnson. Ask a few of these people in here. Ask some of my team members. That's right. They know who I am. I say what's on my mind. Why can't I say what's on my mind? Why can't I be as realistic as I want to? Right? What, do I have to stop being realistic because I offend one or two people? My job is not to offend anyone. My job is to help. So what needs to be put in the brain is that this guy wants to help me, and he's trying to motivate me to help myself. That's right. That's what these words are supposed to be. Motivation tools, inspiration tools, empowerment tools. Some of you are taking it as an offense, and that's not taking it the way it's supposed to be coming out. The way it's supposed to be coming out is to motivate you to get out of your own head, to motivate you to move forward. Listen to the words. Okay? And sometimes my passion gets the best of me and it sounds like I'm yelling. I'm not yelling. Sometimes the passion just overtakes my body. Can't help it. Okay? I get louder as I get more passionate. I'm a New Yorker. Can't help it. Okay? I'm not yelling. I don't yell. Okay? But I get passionate. And I so want to help you, and I so want to get into that brain, and I so want to penetrate that brick wall that if you're not listening, if you're ignorant, if you're stubborn, if you've got a closed mind, that will give me something to try to accomplish, to try to get through that wall, to try to get into your head. I don't want you to take the words as if I'm yelling at you or demeaning you or putting you down. Because I'm not. Because I was in your same spot 8 years ago. And 8 years ago, I didn't want to hear anybody either. I had just a closed mind like everybody else in this room. Okay? A closed mind. A lot of us now have opened up our minds. I have opened up my mind. I chose to open up my mind and take in knowledge from my doctors, from my PTs. So what I'm trying to do with the words that I'm saying, with the loudness, with the passion of what I'm trying to say, is trying to help you, not offend you. Seriously. Seriously. And if you are being offended, sitting in that easy chair, and you're not allowing anybody to come in, and therefore it's tough for me to help somebody like that. It's tough for me to help somebody like that. I do apologize if I did offend anyone, but this is just me. And this is my way of trying to help people. And it's worked for 10 years. I'm not going to stop it now. It's worked for 10 years. I've saved so many lives with the way I talk. Why should I stop it now? Now, like I said, my job is not to offend you. My job is to help you. So I want you to look past anything that may have offended you. And I want you to focus on the words and focus on the passion. Because if you get the words and you get the passion, you'll be motivated to live life. Just listen. Listen. Listen before you respond, okay? There's so many people quick to respond, but they don't choose to listen to comprehend. They don't choose to listen to comprehend. They choose listen to react right away. And that's our society today, right? Look at the world. What do we see around us? Listen to react, right? A lot of listening to react. Not listening to comprehend. So when it comes down to it, it's not about telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. It's not my job. I'm not God. I can't tell you what to do. I can't force you to do anything. But what I can do is teach you and educate you and motivate you and inspire you to do it yourself. And that's what I do here. And that's what I do here. That's right. If you just take what I say and my passion, you'll understand. I am so passionate about my community. This community, I've been in it for 10 years. If I wasn't passionate about it, I'd be gone by now. None of you would know me. That's right. None of you would know me. And I can easily walk away whenever I want to walk away. If I get fed up enough, papers are going to get thrown in the air, and I may just walk away. I'm doing this for nothing. Zilch. I don't get paid for this. I don't want to get paid for this. I don't want to do this for attention or accolade. I'm a humble guy just trying to help people. And I know I have the knowledge to help people because I listen to comprehend. That's right. I listen to my doctors. I listen to researchers. I listen to PTs. I listen to OTs. I listen to nurses. I listen to everybody around me, every single doctor, what they have to say. And guess what? A lot of my doctors are very passionate about what they do. And I'm honestly so excited and grateful for my doctors. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to educate you the way I educate you. I'm so grateful for my doctors that they pump me full of information to share with you. And they pumped me full of passion to get you out of your misery and to tell your story Because the more you get out of your own misery, the more you want to tell your story. The more your story becomes more important to you. I've been talking about this now for three, four years. The importance of telling the story. You know, it sounds like it's going on deaf ears, because I went through this last week, and I didn't see many people coming out and telling their story. So I'm going to keep pounding it in there and pounding it in there, and we'll see if we get some people to come out and talk about their story, talk about their journey, because you should be the most excited person to tell your story. Because it's yours. Don't you want everybody to know your story? It's yours. Nobody else can have your story but you. So why be so apprehensive to tell that story? It's because of society. I know it. It's because of the society that we live in. We feel our voices are not being heard. And our voices should be heard. All of our voices should be heard. Nobody should be censored. Everybody should have their voices heard. And if there's disagreement, so be it. Everybody, people disagree. People disagree. And that's okay, but we don't have to be animals about it, like this society is. We don't have to be animals about it. Okay? We could take the step to be better individuals in our community and in our society. That's right, by telling our story. Because when we tell our story, we release a lot of stuff from ourselves. We release a lot of rocks and boulders on our head. We release a lot of stuff when we tell our story. We might even get a little bit of closure. Because when it comes down to it, I'll give you an example. I opened up my radio show to people who wanted to come on to tell their stories. Now, I did this during RSD, CRPS Awareness Month. We had so many people come on and tell their stories. We had a lot of newbies come on and tell their stories. Even on this show, we had people come on and talk about their story on the BIRN show here. And the energy changed. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, when your energy changes? A lot of people don't realize when their energy changes. From this low, like, I'm worthless energy, to this high, full of light energy. People come to me crying, and they leave the show laughing. Laughing, ladies and gentlemen. Laughing. And, you know, the host is not supposed to cry. And the host never cried. There was one time when this young girl with RSD, CRPS, and she knows who she is if she's in here, she came on and told a story. And, of course, you know, I'm one for the kids. You know, I don't want to see kids get these horrible diseases. You know, and they're horrible diseases. Nobody wants these horrible diseases. But guess what? We got to live with them. We got to fight them. Otherwise, they're going to eat us up inside. Okay, we don't want these diseases. We don't want this crap. We don't want to deal with chronic pain. But guess what? We do. We got to deal with it. It's there. It's there. We don't want to deal with it, but it's there. So you got to deal with it. Part of you now. And a lot of people won't allow that either. Oh, it's not a part of me. Yeah, it is. It's in your body, right? So it's a part of you, right? Once people realize their pain is a part of them, I call my RSD my RSD. Why? Because it's a part of me. It's a part of me. I came to that realization. That allows me to divert my mind, right? Divert my mind from my chronic pain and know that my RSD is always going to be there. And I might go into remission, and if I do, that's great. But I'll always have in the back of my mind that RSD could always come back. You're not cured and you're not healed. That's right. Nothing can cure you or heal you. There is nothing out there for a cure or a heal. for any of these diseases. So if anybody comes to you and says, I'm healed, let me tell you how I'm healed. No. Okay? That person might be in remission. And that's great. We want to see more people get to remission with these diseases. We want to see more people, you know, with less pain. We do. But the realistic look at it is that it's yours. It's yours. It's mine. It's my RSD. It's part of me. And we can't control it. That's another thing that bothers us. We don't know where the pain is going to go. We have no clue where that pain is going to go, right? We don't know where the pain is going to spread to. We don't know if it's going to go to an organ. You know, we don't know if it's going to affect your bladder. We don't know if it's going to affect your stomach. We don't know if it's going to affect your heart or your brain, because we have no control over that pain when that pain goes. And that bothers us the most, because everything in our body we have control over except for chronic pain. And except for involuntary movements, which is controlled by the sympathetic nerve, which is compromised in RSD-CRPS. So we can't, with RSD-CRPSers, we can't control our involuntary movements, our involuntary reactions, because it affects the sympathetic nerve of the of the body. And the sympathetic nerve controls all the involuntary movements, reactions, everything. There was one time where I had tremors in my left foot, left ankle. Had no control over it. It would just move. That's right. You think that's fun, having your body move when you don't want it to move? It sucks. But do you ever hear me say it sucks on Facebook? Did you ever hear me say anything negative about my pain on Facebook? No, because I choose not to. I choose not to dwell on the pain. And I choose to tell my story, which allows me to not dwell in my pain, but to help others. You know, October 21st, 2008 was the day that I got my chronic pain. I was at work, and a 200-pound shopping cart with merchandise from the electronics department was rolled over the top of my left foot, left ankle. I thought the pain would go away. Just everybody else, oh, the pain's going to go away. No, not this pain. And I've had this pain now for 10 years, and I learned how to live with it. If I didn't know how to live with my pain, do you think I would be smiley right now? Do you think I'd be doing lives and radio shows, writing books, creating a nonprofit to help chronic pain patients and autoimmune disease patients get out of their misery? I would actually have to help myself get out of my own misery before I helped you, right? So that I got out of my own misery, now I can help you. Right? Now I can focus more on you because I'm out of my own misery. Right? Well, that's an easy way to put it. I don't even think about it. All day long, I don't think about it. I feel it, but I don't think about it. And the more we stay in the land of misery, the more we stay in the land of comfortability, and in the past, a lot of people love to live in the past, where they don't even want to look at the future. They don't even want to think about change. So many people are not for change. When it comes down to it, I'm a change agent, and I'm here to change a broken community and bring brothers and sisters together as one in unity and to help one another. To help one another move forward. I'm not here to offend anyone. I'm here to help. Just let me in. It's frustrating when you don't let me in. But A lot of people say, oh, I don't know you and you don't know me. Listen, I created a lot of great relationships on this app and on other apps that I actually became really good friends with people all over this country and all over this world. It's the people that don't open up their minds to believe you can create a friendship on Facebook or on Twitter or on any of these apps because they think it's fake. Well, let me tell you something. I just called my whole team last week on the phone and spoke to them on the phone, right? I spoke to them all on the phone like we knew each other for like 10 years. Like we knew each other for like 10 years. I may not know you physically, but I know who you are. Just by reading your Facebook wall, I know who you are. Just by reading, seeing what you post up on your wall, I know who you are. That's right. Because everybody posts what they're about, right? Otherwise, you know, what's the use of posting on Facebook? What's the use of coming on and doing a live if you're not going to be yourself, right? If you're not going to be yourself, why the hell come on? Why even bother come on live? Why bother? So you can find out about somebody just by seeing what they post on their wall. Yes, absolutely. But you can create great relationships on this app and others. That's why they have the live feature, so you can see the person speaking. So it's live, so you can see the reactions, so you can hear the voice. That's why they created a live feature. They created a live feature so we could all become friends. That's right. So we could all open up and become friends. That's why we have a live feature. That's why I do this every Saturday. That's why I do this every Saturday. I don't have to do this show on live streaming. I could just do the show on BIRN, but I choose to bring the show to you because I think you guys would find it interesting. Now, again, I question myself a lot. I think a lot of us question ourselves, especially the advocates in the room. Is anybody listening to us? Is anybody opening up their mind? Because we can't do our job if nobody opens up their mind. We can't do our job if nobody trusts us to do our job. I chose to be an advocate. I didn't have to do this. I chose to help people. I chose to be selfless and not selfish. That's right. I chose to open up my heart and my mind and my soul to others because I already did everything I needed to do for myself. And I'm still doing stuff for myself while I'm focused on helping you. I didn't quit doing stuff for myself. I'm still doing stuff for myself. But I'm also focusing on bringing you the knowledge that you need to get out of your misery. That's right. Because chronic pain is misery. Autoimmune disease is misery. We don't want these diseases. We don't want to go through this garbage. We don't want to go through all these surgeries and all these treatments. We didn't ask for these horrible diseases. But we have them, so we got to deal with them. That's right. That's reality. Reality is we don't want it, but we have it. So now we got to do something about it. Well, if you want to think fantasy land, okay. Oh, everything is fine. Everything is great. I can fake through the day. The object is not to fake through the day. The object is to be genuinely happy every day. It's not to fake through the day. And by the way, you make your day good or bad. You give yourself the bad days. You give yourself the good days. You can always change a bad day into a good day. You can. Oh, you can. The more you say, oh, I had a bad day today, the more bad days are you going to get. Now, I get a couple of bad days a month. You know, I wouldn't say a month. Maybe like every 2 months I get like bad days. But I don't talk about them. I don't talk about my bad days. We all have bad days. But guess what? The more we dwell on the bad day, the more bad days we have. Everybody thinks life is over when you're in a wheelchair. Everybody thinks life is over when you're bedbound. Let me give you the example of a wonderful woman that I knew that just passed away from RSD, actually from natural causes, not even RSD. But she was bedbound because of the disease. And this woman, ladies and gentlemen, was the strongest woman I knew with the worst chronic pain known to man, bedbound. She couldn't get up out of bed. And I would talk to her every day. I actually had her on my show like 4 or 5 times. And she knew I loved her. She loved me. She was an older woman. And we created a friendship on the internet, right? Created a friendship on the internet, okay? She always sent me a Christmas card, a custom-made Christmas card, a different Christmas card every year. She always sent me a birthday card, custom-made, different, every year. That's right. She created her own birthday cards from bed. She created her own, that's right, Christmas cards from bed. She did more advocacy and more awareness than some people that stand up with these diseases. She did more than just send out a meme, send out a quote. She got on here and she told her story. She had people bawling, telling people she could not get up out of bed. I just felt so inspired by that. And I dubbed her the name Community, because nobody else was like her. She created a ringtone from a song that she wrote about her RSD journey from her bed. She was scrapbooking from her bed, helping fellow RSDers from her bed. She did more than some people say they do for awareness and for advocacy. I see people on the timeline begging for people to say their stories, begging for people to come out and do more than just send a meme on Facebook. Because it's not about sending a meme. It's about lives. It's about patients' lives. It's even about that caregiver's life. Because the caregiver has to stop living for the patient a lot of the times, to take care of the patient. And I help caregivers too. I help caregivers to understand what the chronic pain patient is going through. So don't tell me that I don't know what I'm doing. Don't tell me that I'm saying the wrong words, that you should be nicer. People are sensitive. Be nicer. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be who I am. That's right. I've been doing it for 10 years. It's been working like this. I'm not changing it. And I would have known if it wasn't working, if people like 20, 30 people came to me and said, Joe, you got to change your attitude about this. 30 people coming to me about it. Yeah, I then better, you know, focus on maybe changing my ways a little bit. But for 10 years, I've been doing this and nobody ever complained. Nobody ever complained about the way I speak, about the reality that I talk. It's just the society that we live in, maybe. Maybe we've got to update this society a little bit. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that we all have the power within us to bring our stories to the forefront. We all have the power. The power is here. We all have the power. The power is in our hand. The power is right here in our hand. We just have to use it. We just have to use this power we have in our hand to help others and not just ourselves. It's time to stop being selfish, and it's time to be selfless. It's time to focus on the rest of your community and not just your case. I chose to help the community. I chose to help people through their tough lives. And trust me, it's tough. Dealing with chronic pain is hard. Like I said, nobody wants these diseases. Nobody wants to deal with this crap. Okay? I don't want to deal with this crap, but I have to. I'm forced to deal with it. We're all forced to deal with it. So let's open up our minds and think about how we can deal with it together instead of alone. Why do we have to deal with it alone when we have people around us that deal with the same pain that we all deal with? I say this because I just see people focusing on themselves, which is not a bad thing. But if you want friends, if you want community, it's time to work together, don't you think? It's time to work together. It's time to open up our minds to work together instead of just focusing on our own. See, and when you focus on others, you're not thinking about what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? You're diverting your mind to help others. That's another way to divert your mind. And you can do that right here in JGF Foundation. We'll allow you in. We'll say, come on in. And we have advocate positions open. You know, we need people. Advocate positions are open. You know, we have new pages that just came out. You know, we need awareness out there for various diseases. You know, but the impact on the community is so very important. We need to impact our community and not just ourselves. Because the more we impact our community, the more we can get the message out to the world, the more we can get acknowledgement from people that don't have our diseases. That's our main goal. The main goal of our community and everybody in it is that we want the rest of the world that don't have our diseases to understand us and acknowledge us. And we can't get acknowledgement if we don't tell our story. That's the funny part. Because I'll laugh about that till the cows come home. But you will never get acknowledgement from family members, from friends, if you don't tell your story. And if they don't listen and they're not open-minded, guess what? It's time to move on from them. It's time to eliminate them from your life, even if it's family. That's right. Even if it's family. I've done it. I don't give a shit. I've done it. That's right. If you want to be negative around me, you want to have a negative attitude around me, guess what? It's time for you to go. I might call you and say, hey, how you doing? But it's like a 2-minute conversation, and I hang up the phone. That's right. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, the more we focus on the community, the more we can be a powerhouse like cancer, like diabetes, like heart. Do you realize how big those communities are and how fast those communities came together? We need to be the same way, and that's what JGF Foundation is. We need to be like that. We need to come together like those communities, and that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to work with you. Now, it's your choice if you want to work with me. That's right. It's your choice if you want to work with me. Am I too brash for you? Am I too passionate for you? Am I too realistic for you? That's your choice tonight. I think I'm just right the way I am. I have never had one person come to me and say, Joe, you're doing a bad job. Only maybe my haters, and they know who they are. Every good person has a hater, or two, or three. I got a few, you know. But we don't want to be like the existing community. The existing community doesn't care about you. We do. The existing community, they want their face on billboards. The existing community, they want their face on magazines. The existing community, they want drama. They want gossip. They want egomania. That's right. We don't want that here. We just want a unified front. We want to bring brothers and sisters together. And we want to fight together. That's what we want to do. It tells you that you're an individual with this, and that's true. We're all different. We're all unique when it comes to these diseases. When it comes to the way we are attacked by these diseases, we are all unique. But the pain brings us together. The pain brings us together. That makes us brothers and sisters. And I will do anything for a brother or sister. You could ask some of the people in the room. Ask some of the people in the room what I've done for them. That's why your story is so very important. That's why coming on live and telling your story is so important, because people want to see emotion. I personally would like to see your emotion. I would like to see your energy. I would like to see where you're at today. I would like to hear what your story is about. I would like to learn about you. That's right. A lot of people think, oh, he doesn't care about me. That's not true. If I didn't care about you, why would I ask how you're doing every day on my Facebook wall? That's right. I go, hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. How is everybody today? Now, if I didn't give a shit about you, why would I ask that question? Why would I ask that question? Seriously. If I didn't give a crap or a hoot about you, why would I ask that question? That's a genuine person asking a genuine question. How are you doing today? Okay. It's amazing how people perceive things in this society. It's amazing. And it's hurtful sometimes. It really is. I've been doing what I've been doing for 10 years. Have somebody come in here and say they were offended by what I'm saying, I would like to talk about that. I would like to discuss that and see how we could change things. My approach has been the same for 10 years, and I'm not about to change it. I've been working like this for 10 years. So, a lot of the times in telling your story, you open up your mind to others. You allow your story to penetrate other people, and then maybe those other people might resonate with that. And you never know who you'll talk to, like on a radio show or on a live. You never know who's in here. You never know if a doctor comes in. You never know if whoever comes in. You know, you never know who you're talking to. You just come on alive and you see your friends, right? Hi, how you doing? But there might be some people just listening to the live, right? Because when you go down the timeline, you just click the sound and hear what that person is saying and don't come into the live, you know? But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that we should all be here for one another. No matter what type of chronic pain we are going through, no matter what disease we have, no matter how bad our pain is, we should be there for others as we are there for ourselves. Like I said, I concentrate on myself 50%, 50% to you. I equally give myself and you guys time. Because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, yes, you do have to care about yourself. But you don't have to be to the point where nobody else counts. Nobody else counts. So that's what we're trying to create with JGF, a community of people, of unification, of people that care about one another, people that want to see each other thrive and make each other better. That's what I'm about. I'm just here to motivate you and inspire you and use my passion and my verbiage and my reality speak to help you. So like I said, it's not here to be a negative. It's here to be a blessing for the entire world. God gave me this job to do. And by golly, I'm going to do it. That's right. God gave me this job to do. God gave me the talents that I have to help as many people as I can before it's too late. So right now I can say I'm a success and I haven't made one red cent. That's right. I can say I'm a success and not make one red cent, and I saved thousands of lives and I made thousands of people smile when they were going through horrible chronic pain. Do you realize a person smiling is more important than money to me? If I could get a person to smile and they didn't smile in a year, they didn't smile in a couple of months, they didn't smile in a couple of weeks, that's better than payment to me. You realize how much passion I have for my community now that I could actually say that somebody that smiles is more important than money? That's the way I look at it. Because the most important things in life, yourself, family, friends, God, environment, nature, the little things that we don't really look at, but if we actually focus on those things, we could actually see beautiful life. In a tree, in a flower, in an animal, in a frog, in a cat. My job is very hard. My job is not easy. It's really not easy. My job is not easy. I took on a really hard job. But I love it. And I wouldn't stop it. I didn't leave when my haters got really bad. I didn't leave when the hate group was started against me and my organization. I didn't leave, you know, when I really questioned myself one time and I said, are people truly listening to a word I'm saying? And there's certain times that I question myself horribly. You know, like I'm my own worst critic sometimes. And I choose to be that sometimes. And sometimes it's good because that motivates me to do more. That motivates me to do more. You know, when I'm my own worst critic, sometimes that motivates me to do better and motivates me to do more and bring better content. You know, so I turn that negative into a positive. Do you realize that everybody could turn a negative into a positive? You could turn your pain, which is a very big negative, into a positive? Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You could choose not to live in the misery that you're living in. Doctors are here to help. Doctors are here to aid. They're not here to get into your head and tell you exactly what to do. They're here to advise you. And if they're not advising you, you need to find another doctor. And if you're not getting treatments, you know, if you're not getting, you know, a bevy of different treatments to look at, it's time to find another doctor that will help you. Because what a doctor is, what an advocate is, what a life coach is, what a psychologist is, what a psychiatrist is, we're all advisors to you. Only you, and only you, to change your life and change your journey to bring it back to where it's supposed to be. Let me say that one more time. Everybody around you is an advisor, a doctor, an advocate, okay? A psychologist, a life coach, a health coach. We're all advisors. You make the choices for your life. Only you can change your life. Only you can put yourself back on the right path. And some of you choose not to. And that's where we pray for the misguided. That's where we pray for the misguided. And we say, they know not what they do, but we pray that they find the right path. Because you can only pray for people that don't want to open up their mind. You can only pray for people that don't want to help themselves. You can only pray that people commit action that will help themselves. You know, I wish that existed more in this society today. Actions speak louder than words. So many people just shooting off their mouth and not doing anything about it. Or not having facts to back up what they're saying. That's why I say it's important to have an educated opinion. It's important to have an educated word. Because when you come out here and you say things just to say things, you know, sometimes the conversation doesn't go the way you want it, right? So it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to know that you have the power to educate yourself, gain knowledge. Do you realize that school, you know, did not end your education? You know, when you got out of school and you graduated colleges and you got your master's degrees and your doctorates and all the wonderful degrees that you have. I know I follow some great nurses in here. I know I follow some lawyers, right? I know I follow some really people that were high up, you know, in society. I know I follow some of you people, okay? Do you realize education didn't end with graduation? I hope you didn't, you know, miss that point, miss that fact, that education does not stop after school. You're still learning throughout life. A lot of people say, oh, man, school, I graduated. Oh, man, this is great. I don't have to learn no more. I got a closed mind, and it's all about me, and hell with everybody else. That's the society, right? I mean, if that's your attitude, again, I'm going to ask the question. Why are you here? And if you want to take care of yourself, you don't need anybody to help you, go take care of yourself. Why you got to be in communities? Why you got to be in groups? I don't understand. If you think you can take care of yourself with no advice from anybody else, educated people that know what they're talking about, then go ahead and do it. I want to see you do it. It's just the reality that, you know, when I'm putting the full energy into helping you and you're not opening up your mind, it's not helping either one of us. Because then I get low energy and I want to help somebody else that wants to be helped. So I have full passion for this wonderful community of ours to help all chronic pain patients or autoimmune disease patients. Somebody said before, don't compare diseases. Well, let me tell you a little something. I don't compare. I don't compete. Because if you compare, you just get jealous. Like if my next door neighbor had an iPhone 10 and I only got an iPhone 8, am I going to compare my iPhone to that iPhone and say, ah, damn, I wish I had an iPhone 10. Hell no! I'm happy with an iPhone 8! That's what comparing does. Comparing causes jealousy. Comparing causes greed. Comparing actually causes a lot of negative. I would never compare. But it's a fact. Go look at the McGill Pain Scale. RSD-CRPS is number one on the McGill Pain Scale. I would not lie about that. Go look at it. I'll even find one and I'll send it to you. I'll post it to my wall. Go look at it. I'm not saying my pain is worse than your pain. I'm just giving you a fact. That's all. It started in the Civil War. They didn't know what it was. They called it causalgia. And then they called it RND. And then they called it RSD. And then they called it CRPS. That's the history of my disease. Now, if I didn't educate myself, would I actually be able to tell you the history of my disease? Probably not. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that nobody is better than anybody else. We are all human beings. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what sex we are, no matter what race we are, no matter what creed we are, no matter what orientation we are, we all have skin, bone, and red blood, which makes us equal. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that differentiates us is what? The brain. The brain. Everybody has a different brain on a different cycle that thinks differently than everybody else. But if we didn't have brains, we would all be the same. If we didn't have these powerful brains, we would all be the same. That's right. The only thing that differentiates us is our brain and our fingerprints. And our fingerprints, because we all have unique fingerprints and unique teeth, too. Unique teeth, right? Nobody has the same teeth. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at reality of life, there's no reason to compare because we're all the same. There's no reason to compare. There's no reason to be jealous of another one because, oh, they have more knowledge than me, or, oh, you know, he's doing live and I can't. Well, you can easily hit the live button and go live. You can easily just go hit the live button on your page and go live. But people will get jealous at me that I'm on live and they can't do that. They can do it. They just need to choose to hit the live button. There's no reason to get jealous there. There's no reason to compare there. My job is not to compare diseases. My job is to help all people of all different types of chronic pain and disease. I help MS patients. I help fibro patients. I help RSD patients. I help people of all diseases. Even though I have one specific disease, that doesn't mean I just help that one specific disease. I used to, but I said to myself, no, I want to educate myself and learn more about everybody else. Wow, what a novel idea that is. I took it upon myself to say, I have RSD, but I want to learn about lupus. I want to learn about Lyme. I want to learn about MS because I raised so much money for MS. I might as well learn about it. Yeah, I raised a ton, heap of money for MS when I did the walks. I did the 12-mile walks. I raised money for leukemia. Raised thousands of dollars for leukemia, thousands of dollars for cancer, the American Cancer Society. I'm selfless. I'm not for myself. I don't compare. I just tell facts. Look at a McGill pain scale. I will gladly show you that RSD-CRPS is the highest chronic pain on the list. I will gladly show you. We were educated back 10 years ago that RSD-CRPS was the worst chronic pain known to man. But that's a fact. That's not an opinion. It's a fact. I will show you the McGill pain scale. Now, I'm not saying that my pain is any different than what anybody else is going through. So that's not comparing. I'm telling you a little fact about RSD-CRPS. That's right. So I hope I'm answering all the questions that, you know, specific people wanted to know. Because I know MS patients go through a hell of a lot of pain. I actually raised a lot of money for you people. That's right. I have friends that are MS patients. I know lupus is very painful. I have a lot of lupus friends. I know fibro can be very painful. I know chiari malformation can be very painful. I know EDS can be very painful. Gastroparesis. I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with the things that I've learned and the things I opened myself up to learn about. I didn't have to do any of this, but I chose to do it. I didn't have to do any of it. I didn't have to set up a nonprofit. I didn't have to do any of this, but guess what? I want to do it because I'm passionate about my community. I'm passionate about chronic pain patients. I'm passionate about each and every one of you, including myself, that we find a cure, that we finally find a cure. But I know it's hard. Because there's a lot of players fighting against us. But if we have a united front, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us. If all the chronic pain communities came together under one roof, like what JGF wants to do, if we all came under one roof, imagine the power we would have. Imagine the voice power that we would have. Imagine that. It's very powerful and emotional. It really is. Very powerful and emotional. Well, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, your story comes into play there. Your story is so very important. The more you tell your story, I told my story over 200 times. I wrote about my story. I wrote about my story. That's right. You want to see? Think I'm lying? I'll show you. I wrote about my story. I'm in this book, and I'm in this book about my inspirational chronic pain journey, published through an awesome publisher in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's right. Now, if I didn't want to inspire people with my story, you think I would write it? Think I would put it in writing? Think I would talk about positivity in this book? Would you think that I would talk about how I turned my chronic pain into success in this book? A lot of people, you know, he didn't publish a book. Well, there they are. There they are, right there. Some people, I don't know this guy. He didn't write any books. Well, here it is. There I am. Holy shit. There I am. That's right. Because we have a hard time trusting people in this world because it was made that way by powers that be. You know, so when it comes down, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that we have the power of the voice. Let's start using it to our advantage. Let's start telling our story again and making that story powerful, inspiring, motivating. Now, a lot of people think, oh, my story doesn't count. It's so stupid. Guess what? It doesn't matter how you think your story is stupid or it doesn't matter. Everybody's story counts. Everybody has their own unique story with this disease or another disease or lupus or Lyme or RSD or fibro or MS, right? Everybody's got their own story. So why isn't your story important? Why isn't your story important? You tell yourself that to psych yourself out. But your story is very important. Your story is highly important to your community, advocacies, to your awareness, to your advocates like me, to your community, and to yourself. And to yourself. That's right. Because if you don't tell your story, you're hindering your community. You're hindering your advocates. If I want to go up to Capitol Hill and I want to state the reason why we need our opiates back and I have no stories but my own, they're going to throw me in jail or throw me in a psych ward with a straitjacket on. In a nice padded room, that's right, and say, this kid was screaming for opiates on Capitol Hill, shaking a paper, right? But if I had 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, 20,000 people screaming the same thing, but civilly, not like animals, not throwing things, not throwing signs, not throwing chairs and fists and all of that, okay? Civilly, we might actually get somewhere. We might actually get somewhere. And the key is to have as many stories as possible. And emotional stories to try to resonate with certain people. You realize your story is more powerful than what you deem it to be? So what are you waiting for? To the day you don't wake up and you don't have a chance to use your voice and tell your story? A lot of people die with their story. A lot of people die with their story and they never get a chance to tell it because, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Oh, maybe next month. Right. You psych yourself out. Then you don't do it at all. Then nobody can resonate with your story. Then you die with your story, and that's a lost story. I call it a lost story. That's right. A lost story. Because you chose not to speak it. And you chose not to resonate with others. Because you chose to be selfish within you. It's time to start being selfless in society. And that selflessness will actually allow society to become better. We created the society we have today, and only we can change it. We created the society that we live in today, all of us. We all had a little hand in it, including me. We all had a little hand in forming the society that we live in today. We can change that too. We could change our community. We could change our society if we decide that we want to do that. And we can do it just by telling our story. Right? Just by telling our story. Our powerful stories that we don't think are that powerful, but when people read it and they say, thank you, you're an inspiration to me, and I get messages like that all day long just because they read my book, you feel good. I feel good, like somebody actually listened to me. Somebody actually got what I was saying. Again, I don't hear from everybody, so I don't know who I'm touching. I don't know who I'm helping. I don't know if you're just here to support or you're here to learn. I don't know. And I'll never know. And when I'm dead, I won't know who's there, right? I won't know how many people were touched by me, right? So when it comes down to it, does the person putting in all the effort, putting in all the energy, ever get to know how many people he actually touches? No. Well, she doesn't. You know, so I continue to write books. I continue to tell my story. And that helps me live my life. That's very therapeutic for me. It should be therapeutic for you, too. You should use that as part of your therapy. I shake my head because this week, will I see change? Will I see somebody that was on my live come live and tell their story? I would actually fall off my chair. And that's the truth. Because every time I talk about this topic, it goes in one ear and out the other. And I never see a change from week to week. And I just say to myself, well, maybe I won't talk about that topic anymore. Maybe it doesn't resonate with them. But I continue to talk about this topic because it's so important for our community. It's so important for unity in our community. It's so important for the advocates to advocate for you. It's so important for yourself to get closure from your horrible disease. Like I said, these are horrible diseases. None of us want these diseases. None of us want this, but we have to fight it. This is the biggest battle of our lives. It was the biggest battle of my life, and it's still the biggest battle of my life. But guess what? I diverted my mind to help others. So I hope you all take that into consideration. To know that I actually care about you. And I actually want to see you get through your misery. I do. I don't want to see anybody in horrible misery. I don't want to see anybody, you know, screaming that their pain is hurting them 24/7. I'm going to the hospital. I need help. I don't want to see that. It's hard for me to look at that. Because when it comes down to it, my job is to get you focused back on your journey again. Because this chronic pain shook you up so much that you don't know what to do with it. Never let your chronic pain beat you. You can always be the victor and never the victim of your chronic pain if you choose to beat it. You should always be winning. Hashtag win. We should always be winning. That's right. You should always be winning. Because when it comes down to it, if we're losing, we're doing something wrong. we're doing something wrong if we are not focused. And that's why your advocates are here. That's why people like me who do this for no money at all come out here and say, I'm going to put it all on the line to help others. That's right. Now, let me give you one more example of how I helped others with the Collamore Scrambler Therapy Machine. I was the first person with RSD, CRPS in New York to try the Collamore Therapy Machine. So I was the guinea pig for the Collamore Therapy Machine for everybody in America, basically. I was the first person with RSD, CRPS in New York to try the machine. I was used as a guinea pig. They tried 50 different lead placements on me, and they finally found the right one. They helped me, but I also helped so many others, because now the lead placements that they tried on me, they're trying on people all across the country. So tell me that's not selfless. And this is not bragging either. I don't brag. I'm not bragging. This is not bragging at all. This is me being proud of everything that I've done in my life. And guess what? Even the bad things that I failed doing, I learned from those things. I forgave those things. I forgave myself, and I moved on. Do you realize how big forgiveness is in all of this? Forgive your pain. Forgive yourself, because you're blaming yourself for getting that chronic pain. Blame, you know what? You blame. Blame the world. Blame the earth, okay? Because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we all create our journeys, right? We all create our own journeys. Our own journeys are unique, right? There's nothing really to blame but ourselves, right? So when we're blaming ourselves, we should really forgive ourselves, right? We should, and in saying I blame the earth, you know, I blame the tree, I blame the little dog, I blame this person over here because I tripped over their foot, I blame this person over here because they ran me over with a 200-pound cart filled with merchandise, and guess what? I'm still friends with that person today. I don't blame him for running over my foot and giving me chronic pain. Why can't we do that? Why can't other people do that? The kid is a perfectly fine kid. He made a mistake. I made a mistake. We all made mistakes that day. So I'm not going to blame the kid for giving me chronic pain for the rest of my life. And I like how people blame the dog. Oh, I tripped over the dog and I got RSD. Well, why didn't you walk around the dog? Oh, that damn dog! You blame the dog. Blame the tree. You walk into the tree. Meanwhile, you could have walked around the tree. We choose to do what we do. If we choose to walk into the tree, we walk into the tree, and we hurt ourselves, and we fall on the floor, and we writhe in pain a little bit, right? I always use the example of, you know, environment. You dive into the ocean with a bunch of great white sharks surrounding you, and you jump in. What do you expect to happen? You're in their domain. You're going to blame the shark for eating your leg, for eating your arm, for taking your head off? You're going to blame the shark? No. You were stupid enough to jump in the middle of like seven great white sharks and not have a cage around you. It's your fault. You took a risk. That's right. We got to start learning how to blame ourselves for things. This is reality talk. If you can't take it, I don't know what else to say. Reality is you won't blame yourself. You'll blame everybody else. You'll sue that guy over there. You know, I'll sue that one over there for hitting me with the car. It's your choice if you walk in the street, right? You walk in the street at your own peril, and then I'm going to sue that guy because he hit me with the car. That's the car's domain. the street, okay? Just like the shark's domain is the ocean, the street is the car's domain. You choose to walk in the street, cross the street, and jaywalk, or do whatever you do, and you get hit by that car. Yeah, of course you're going to blame that car, right? You're going to blame the guy behind the wheel, right? Oh, you hit me. I'm going to sue you. That's the society that we live in. Right? But meanwhile, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes it is the car's fault, like in a hit and run and things like that. Sometimes it is the car's fault. But we choose what we do. So if we're walking in the street and we choose to stay in the street and not walk on the sidewalk, so if we're brisk walking one day and we choose to brisk walk in the street, we're taking our life in our own hands. It's a risk that we're taking. Just like when we take any treatment that our doctor prescribes to us. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen to me with Calamar Scrambler Therapy. I said, yes, I'll be a guinea pig, but who knows? I could have died. Right? But I gave up my body to help you. I help myself, but I help so many others around the United States of America because of what I did. Because now they have so many other lead placements that they can try on other patients. And guess what? A lot of those lead placements actually help other patients. That's right. You're on a safari in Africa, right? And a pride of lions, beautiful pride of lions are up on the hill. And you want to get a closer shot with your camera, and you get off the trolley, and you walk closer. You're taking your life in your own hands. That's their domain. The prairie is their domain. Okay? You get any closer, they're going to bite your head off. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm getting at? And I was talking about this to somebody the other day. When somebody forces you to do something, it's their fault. When somebody ever forces you to do anything, like domestic violence, rape, anything like that, it's their fault because they are forcing themselves on you. Okay? They're forcing themselves on you. That gives them all the fault in the world. Okay? And that, why do you think a car accident is called no fault, right? Why do you think when the lawyer, right, when the lawyer, you know, says this is a no fault case, right? Nobody to blame, right? Both people could have been in the wrong, right? Most of the time, both people are in the wrong in a car accident, right? So that's why it's called no fault. Let's think about that. But anyway, I got to get going. We got to play out the music here. And guys, stick around on Facebook because we're going to have an after party on Facebook. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to ask you how you like the show today. I hope you learned something from it. All right. And stick around, everybody on Facebook Live. Take care, BIRN. And we are going to play you out with some patriotic music here. We love patriotic music. Oh, we love patriotic music. That's right. All right. So take care, BIRN, all you wonderful people, including the troops. Thank you, including Ronald. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much on BIRN. You guys are awesome.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up. it been her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still.